Blog Talk Radio.
Silvio Canto in Dallas, Texas, on Thursday, November 28th, day number 334 of 2012. And tonight we have a beautiful show for you. We're going to be doing tango. We're great fans of tango, and we love the music, and we love the dancing. And tonight we have the pleasure of having you listen to a wonderful conversation that we're going to have with two of the most beautiful tango dancers that I've ever seen, Oscar Mandagaran and Georgina Vargas, and they're both, of course, we'll be talking to them down in Buenos Aires, Argentina. What a beautiful couple they are, and how beautiful they dance. And I think you're going to get a great kick out of learning a little bit about their lives. We'll be learning about their biographies, how they got into tango, how they met. They're such a absolutely beautiful, beautiful couple. So we're going to be doing that. Of course, we'll be joined tonight as well by Leslie Eastman, who will be joining us in just a minute. We're going to take a break. We're going to hear from our sponsor, and then we'll be back with our show right after this.
Sending the right message in multiple languages is easy with Avalon Professional Translation Services. Avalon provides document and web translation in 62 languages. In addition, access to 140 languages is just a phone call away any day of the year. Events, even court depositions, no problem for Avalon. Call 972-404-1213 or go to avalontranslation.com. Avalon Professional Translation Services, global communications made easy.
That's exactly right, and we have a link to the Avalon Professional Translation website. If you go to the show information, right under the guest information, you'll see Avalon Professional Translation. They do 62 languages, and I thought I was real good that I spoke two languages. Well, they do 62. They have translations in 62 languages, and what a wonderful thing that is. One quick administrative thing here before we get to our show. Let me express my thanks to Blog Talk Radio. They are featuring us tonight, and what that means is that our show will be on the front page of Blog Talk Radio on Friday. So we look forward to a lot of listeners for this program, and we thank, of course, the management of Blog Talk Radio as well as the Good Luck Charm for looking out for us tonight on this program. On this day in history, while we wait for Leslie to check in, on this day in history, an interesting thing that happened in 1963. You know, we're having a tremendous conversation here in the Dallas area because we're coming up with the 50th anniversary of the assassination of President Kennedy. Next November, it will be 50 years, if you can believe it. And so there's a lot of preparation here in town about the event, and some people are planning to come. I think Caroline Kennedy is going to be here. And one of the things that happened on this day in history in 1963, this is roughly a couple of weeks after the assassination of President Kennedy, is that they named an investigation or a commission that ultimately became the Warren Commission. And it was the Warren Commission that investigated the assassination. And two of the people on that commission I thought were very interesting people. One was Arlen Specter, who went on to become a very big senator from the state of Pennsylvania, and the other person on that commission was Gerald Ford, who went on to become the 38th president of the United States. So the Warren Commission was a pretty important thing many, many years ago. Let us go down to Buenos Aires, Argentina, and say hello to Georgina Vargas and Oscar Mandagaran. How are you?
Very good. Hello, everybody.
Hello, everyone. Vargas from Argentina, from Buenos Aires. This is Oscar and Georgina. We are really so happy for talking with you guys. Thank you very much.
Yes, thank you very much. It is really a great pleasure for us to talk to you tonight. And what time is it in Argentina right now?
So right now it's almost midnight. So 4 minutes after midnight. So good time for a tango.
That's right. A good time for a tango. That's exactly right. A good time to have a.
In that moment, the milonga starts to end. Good time.
Yes, you're exactly right. Well, I want you guys to help me send out a greeting here. There's a lady listening to us, I believe in New York. She's actually from Spain, but she's listening to us in New York. And her name is Malak, and she was very nice. She sent me a note a couple of days ago saying that she liked the show that we did about Spain. So I'm going to say hello to Malak, who is listening, and I would like both of you, Oscar and Georgina, to say hello to Malak as well. Say hello to Malak.
Hola, Malak.
Hola, hello.
All right, very good. I like that. Let me put Leslie on the phone. How are you, Leslie?
Good evening, Silvio. Sorry for being a bit late, but dinner ran over tonight.
Those things happen. I want you to say hello to Georgina.
Good evening, Georgina. Pleasure to have you on tonight.
And I want you to say hello to
Hola,
Oscar.
Leslie. Happy to meet you by the radio.
Yes, yes. And I want you to say hello to Oscar.
Oscar, honored to have such a gifted artist, both of you, on the show. Very
yes.
thrilling.
Yes, it is really
thank
good.
You, thank you. For us, it's almost amazing. You know, the technology, we are in different calling in this world, and then we're talking like we are together. So this is really magnificent, you know. Thank you very
right.
much.
That's right. The only thing we have to do is after the show, let's go tango. Let's go dancing tango after the show. How is that? That's all we have left to do. But I do want to say, Leslie, right before you came on, I wanted to mention to you, I don't know if I had a chance to tell you, that I was saying hello to a couple of listeners who were very nice and sent us message, and there's a lady named Malak that I sent a message to, and there's another lady down in Bolivia, Kathy, and this is a personal message that I'm sending to her. Her fiancé, Juan Kudelka, is a political prisoner, and Kathy has been very celebrated fighting for his release, and I know it's a very difficult time for Kathy right now, but we pray that everything turns out okay with Juan. And I know Kathy likes tango, and I wanted both you, Georgina, and Oscar, if you could say hello to Kathy. She's not far from you. She's in Bolivia, but if you could say hello to her.
Well, hello in prayer.
Hola, Kathy. Buenos Aires.
All right. Very good. Very, very good. Well, what a great honor to have both of you on tonight. Leslie, you're exactly right. This is a real treat for both of us. And I thought we could begin, Leslie, tonight by asking both Oscar and Georgina for a little biography. I know you did a wonderful post on their lives, Leslie, as preparation for the show. But why don't we begin with Georgina? Tell us a little bit about your life.
Well, my life started when I was 5 years old by dancing ballet. And then growing when I was a teenager, I started at 14 years to dance tango. And I was thinking that moment to start to dance tango because my family, they don't dance tango, but we listen a lot. My grandfather loves tango. He was listening all day long to Tita Merello. And so in that moment, I was having the idea to start tango. And one day I was waiting for the bus. And under my feet, there was a paper, and in the paper says, come and join us to a free tango lesson. So that was the first time, like the impulse, the sign up for me, that was the right moment to start. And like that was, so I went to the tango lesson, and from there I never stopped.
That's
and
right.
I started to teach and to dance professionally since I was 8 years old. So right now it's more than, how long? It's more than 20 years almost.
Wow, that is amazing. How about you, Oscar?
Oh, my life is beautiful because all my family, they are artists. So my brother, my grandmother, really introduced me to dance. But when I was 5 years old, I see because in my family, when it's, some birthday, especially my grandmother, everybody dance tango, everybody dance folklore, Argentine folklore. So I see, I grow up, and born in this energy, families, and dancer, and the singers, musician. So I'm very into. And then they say, okay, I like dance, I want to dance, so and then I need to go to the school. Then my father introduced me to the school, in Norway, you know, 5 years old, so very, very chill, you know. And then I started to dance folklore before, and then with a tango first, and then after, I said, okay, no, I love this. I want to, you know, more and more and more. And then after, you know, when I am teenager, I am champion in Argentina, in Malambo, in Argentine Malambo, that's one of the famous dancers for the men. And then they say, okay, this is really my passion. And then I dance more and more and more, and then tango again. And then when I come here in Buenos Aires, I say, oh my God, this is the best, and this is my city. I want to dance the best theater. So Theater Colonia, I want to dance there. So I dance there. I want to dance in the Ballet Folklórico Nacional. I will dance there. So, and then I say, okay, now I want more, you know. And then I say, okay, what is the next? So I say, oh, I want to Broadway. And then this is my big dream, you know, and it's to go to Forever Tango, the big company, and then I worked in 2 years in Broadway, and then for, you know, almost for 7 years in this big company over the world. So this is really a little bit my resume, you know, my life in dance.
Wow. So you've been dancing all your life as well. Now, I have to ask...
yes, all my life. So now I'm 33. So almost, you know, 38 years dance.
Wow, that's amazing. That's remarkable. Leslie, I'm going to ask this beautiful couple a question. I would like to know how they met. I would like to know, how did you meet each other? Let's see. Herina, why don't you tell us?
This
women
is
are usually better
this is
at
a very
that.
Good story because... Yeah.
Go ahead, Herina.
Yes, it's a very good story because we met the first time in 1999 while he was working with Forever Tango in Rome, and I was in Rome teaching, but I had my school there for 7 years. And that was the first time we met. But then each had different partners, and we were married, and the time goes, and we met again while at the moment we were separate, divorced. And we met again in Guadalajara. But during those times, from there was until 2006 that we met again, we were working in the same places, but in different times. So there was a connection, like we were walking on the same way, but at different moments. We were working in Japan in the same places, and we slept in the same bed, of course, in different moments. And after we separate, we meet again in one milonga in Buenos Aires, that the name of the milonga is Niño Bien, and that was 2006, and from there we are together.
Wonderful. That's a beautiful story. And Leslie, I got to ask him
one
more question.
Yeah, but the best history is because the call in Argentina for dance tango, before you dance with this lady, you need to, like a ceremony, you need to listen to music and that milonga. You are beautiful night, you need to listen to music, you need to watch in the eyes and her eyes, and then you don't need to say nothing. Just you watch her, and then you just, with your eyes, you say, you want to dance with me? And then she say yes. And then when we dance the first tango, we did such a beautiful moment. So, and then, you know, all our life now is only just tango. And Nicholas, you know, that is the best, you know.
Right. Well, Nicholas, of course, is a little baby you had. And Leslie, this is a beautiful story. This video of the two of them dancing with their baby has gone around the world several times. Herina, tell me about that video. How did that happen? This is a beautiful story, Leslie.
Yes, because we were recording our last 5 DVDs in a very historical places in Buenos Aires where there is a history, a huge history about orchestras, all orchestras in tango. And so a place very, very important. And we were there recording. In one moment, I said to Oscar, I would like to have a tango recorded with Nicolas. And he says, but how we do? And I say, I will put him in the... you know, I don't know the name
the
in
pouch?
English, but it's
is that what they
Fular
call that?
Porta Bebe.
Leslie, is that what they
sling.
Call that, the pouch where they put
so
the baby?
So I put him in my baby sling, and I say, and let's dance like that. And Oscar says in that moment, okay, we can choose Poema. And that was like an improvisation. And we recorded it, and just once, and never practiced before, because, you know, it's different dancing with a baby in between, a baby 5 years old. That
right,
was great, a great feel.
Well, it's a beautiful
so
video. It's a beautiful video. Let me give Leslie an opportunity to ask you a question.
Well, you know, I myself am a former dancer, though not nearly of your caliber. I used to be a Middle Eastern dancer back in my younger years. And one of the questions I wanted to ask you both as a dancer is, what part of tango, you know, you make it look so easy. And I think that's a testament to how much you've practiced. But is there a part of tango that is challenging to you or you find the most difficult and you have to work on regularly?
Sorry, Silvia, can you help me a little bit with the translation?
Let me just help him with the translation a little bit, Leslie. What lo que ella dijo es que si hay algo, ustedes hacen el tango lucir tan fácil, ella quería saber si hay algo del tango que es muy difícil.
Well, tango is I don't want to say complicated, but it's a challenge dance because there's a lot of technique in it, and especially because you don't learn only to dance, you learn also to know yourself. So it's a dance that has a lot of technique to work to arrive to dance, but also you can dance and feeling what tango make you feel with just simple things. So that depends on you, how much you want to go high in your level of dance, how much you want to dance, how are your expectations, and at the same time you work in tango, you're working about your character, your emotions, everything in you. So it's a complete dance.
Very good, Leslie.
So sometimes we're talking about like you don't choose tango, you know, like a tango chose you for dance. It's like tango is select people for dance because it's one of the moments where you really need to express a lot your emotion, your sentimental, your sometimes you just you express it by your eyes. So you're talking by your body, you know, it's the vocabulary is in your heart. So it's really one of the dance more the more expression the spiritual from your really for your heart, you know, for your internal moment, you know, in the life. It's like this light, like a leap in your heart. So in 1 second in the history, it's talking the history for 3 minutes, you know, because after you dance this tango, you never dance all again the same tango. It's only 2 minutes, and then after it's history now.
Okay, very good. Leslie.
Well, I'm thinking that, you know, one, it's actually you can quite see their passion is, you know, for both the dance and themselves would come across so beautifully in the video. And I hope everybody gets a chance to go to their website and take a look at their videos. They're exquisite, which leads me to ask my next question, dancer to dancer. What goes into making a costume? Do you have a specific look you want to achieve? How much time does it take to make a costume? Do you have special designs? How do you coordinate with each other?
Okay, did you understand that?
I design.
Oh,
you
okay.
Design the dresses?
Yes. I design my dress, yes.
I love
designing my dress. I love to pick up the fabric. So we coordinate together our dresses and I like to do that. So I always imagine dresses. Every time I see a woman in a dress, I imagine and I create a dress for me too as well.
Is there a particular favorite that you have that you absolutely love and is like your outstanding number one favorite that you've worn so far?
Sorry, again? Pardon?
The favorite, el favorito.
I love my red dress.
You are
the one
very
that I use
in
La Compartita.
Oh, okay. She made a reference, Leslie, to, in fact, I put this video on Facebook today of when they're dancing that very traditional tango called La Compartita, and Georgina is wearing that beautiful red. You look beautiful, by the way, that red dress. Is that the one you're talking about, Georgina?
Yes, that one.
And Oscar, she looks beautiful, doesn't she?
Yes, you know, I like my dress also because, and especially in our dress here, when we are more younger, it's very complicated to find right dress in Buenos Aires. Really, this is true. I remember when I was 17 years old, I want to, you know, make my beautiful dress for dance tangos, and then I need to my suit, you know, my tuxedo. I need to choose everything. It's very hard because not many people making, you know, exactly right size, you know, here. And then I said, okay, I need to, and then I'm walking, you know, to a different place to talking, okay, I said, okay, you make for me something, and you make for me something, you know. Also the shoes, you know, because tango shoes, it's like important for dance, you know. It's very complicated. So here, almost we teaching, you know, the people. So I need that side. I need, you know, the high heels or no high heels or everything, you know, the fabric that you need to use. So really, really, it's one of the moments, like, I'm talking really about 25 years old, you know. Like, you need to really working for find right leg to create your dress for dance or your shoes or everything. Today, no. Today, you just, you know, go to the place and to the, you know, stores and you find some shoes or dress. It's more easy. But I think it's before, they right now it's easy because the dancer first, they really push these people to create this idea, you know, for them. And then everyone now has this opportunity.
Right, okay, well, let me give it back to Leslie.
You know, I'm thinking that you do teach tango lessons, and let's supposing I walked in class. What would be some of the first things you would teach an interested student of tango?
Did you understand
the first thing that we will teach?
Yeah,
to
what would be the first few lessons?
The first important thing to learn: the embrace, and the walk. These are the fundamentals. And then everything will come. But the first important thing is embrace and walk. That are the most complicated. Well,
you know, sometimes happen like people don't know nothing about tango, and then they go to the show, and then they see the show. Wow, that is amazing. This is wonderful tango. But remember, this is the show. So the important here, and really, really, to dance right tango, to dance for your life tango, is really complete this beautiful embrace. Like you have this opportunity for the embrace one woman or the man, and then just walking in the music. This is one of the steps more complicated. If you say, which step is more complicated in dance tango, is that just walking together, two people, one heart, four legs together, dance in one tango.
Wow. So the embrace is very important. I like that. Leslie.
I think that the best thing for me as a woman is, you know, to be led by the man. And yet many women find that difficult. When you give a lesson, is there a challenge in getting women to be comfortable enough to be directed by a man? And if she's having trouble with that, how do you help them kind of resolve it? Because that's a basic trust, you know, in your partner.
You mean in the woman that follow the lead of the man?
Yeah.
Not so much. That soon the woman feels a good embrace and she feels protected. It's very easy. One time in the beginning can be a little bit, but then the tango makes the rest, so it becomes very easy to follow the man. Because also the woman, after she learned more, so not immediately, but then there is a big part, very active from the woman, that also is a creation, because, you know, tango is an improvised dance where the man creates the movement, is a dialogue, but at the same time, the woman will, as soon the level grows, will also dialogue more with the man, so will create as well. At the same time, the man proposed to her, she will propose small things like adornments and small things to make a creation herself.
Wow.
Yeah. So
when people come to you, I have a question before we take a break. When people come to you, do they come to you as couples or do they come to you as individuals? How do they come?
They come alone, individual, and couples.
Okay. So how do you teach when they're individuals? What do you teach them first?
When they are beginners?
Yeah, like if I showed up this afternoon and I said, I want to take a class and I come by myself, what do you teach me?
The first thing to learn is the posture that will allow you to do the embrace, the tango embrace. That is a really a fusion of two peoples together. And so in that position, you will learn how to manage your new balance, your new axis, the flexibility, the projection of the movement together, because it's not the same to project in two people that project alone. So how you walk into the embrace. So this will be the step-by-step what you need to learn from the beginning.
Wow. Leslie, do you have a question? Or?
Well, I was just wondering, do they get many students from different countries? And if they do, are there any differences between the countries in how they approach tango?
Yes, we have students from all over the world, really all over the world. And everybody approach the tango maybe because many people become very, very passionate about tango at the beginning for the shows. So the intention at the beginning, they don't know exactly what they want, but they know that they want to dance tango. But then everything changed, and they start to really be in love with tango because of the emotions of tango, because of what the embrace and the connection of two people dancing together, that they maybe they know each other, maybe they are completely desconocidos, people that don't know each other.
Strangers,
but
strangers,
they will feel the connection, they will feel the emotion, and they don't need to be together. They just feel the love, the true love, the true love. So love, we always say that tango is the universal language. You don't need to talk. You will feel.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I have a question, if I may just jump in for a second before we take a break. Herhina, how do you dance with high heels like that? I mean, I'm watching some of your videos and
that's
I'm going...
That's a good question, man.
Yeah,
it's something that you learn. My first time, the first time I put my heels for dance tango, that I changed from ballet, no? You don't have a high heel. And then you put your high heels, I make the same question to me, how I do to dance with these high heels? But then the technique allow you to do that also. So don't worry, you will love high heels after.
And always we recommend to every woman over the world, dance with high heels. So first you need to learn how you do that. So the technique is important for dance in high heels because make a big difference when you dance. This is really very important.
Well, I'll leave that up to your opinion, Leslie, since you've danced in your life. But, I mean, high heels is pretty hard.
I myself, that's why I stick to two types of dancing, Middle Eastern and Bollywood. Neither of them require me wearing high heels, and I like it that way.
Okay. All right. Well, I tell you what, Herhina and Oscar, we're going to take a little break. If you can hang in with us for a little bit. We're going to take a little break, and we're going to hear from our sponsor, and then we'll be right back. We're talking to Oscar Mandagaran in Buenos Aires and Herhina Vargas, his wife, and they are a beautiful couple when it comes to dancing tango, and we have a link to their website on the show information. You can see some of these amazing videos that they've done, and they teach, and as you could tell, they're an absolute charm to talk to about tango. They have a great passion for tango. So we're going to take a break. We're going to hear from our sponsor, and then we'll be back with more with Oscar, with Herhina, and with Leslie.
Sending the right message in multiple languages is easy with Avalon Professional Translation Services. Avalon provides document and web translation in 62 languages. In addition, access to 140 languages is just a phone call away any day of the year. Events, even court depositions, no problem for Avalon. Call 972-404-1213 or go to avalontranslation.com. Avalon Professional Translation Services, global communications made easy.
That's exactly right, and we have a link to the Avalon Professional Translation website on the show information, and you can check that, and we'll go directly to my good friend Leonard Shokoff. Leslie, if we could just take a quick minute here before we get back to Oscar and Herhina down in Buenos Aires, if we could just take a minute and talk about next week. We've got an interesting show next Thursday night.
Yes, we're going to have my good friend and military history expert, Barry Jacobson, on, who also is one of our savviest political pundits. And our focus is going to be on the Age of Arthur, learning a little bit about British history in the 5th and 6th centuries and comparing it with the legends of Camelot. So kind of bringing in the English for that to start off our holiday season with an old English feel. And really a fascinating look at the myths and legends of Camelot and comparing them to the realities, which actually are a lot more intriguing.
That's exactly right. And I just want to put a plug here on Tuesday night. On Tuesday night, we're going to be doing a show with our two Cuban ladies, Marta and Sonia, and we're going to be doing Cuban food on Tuesday night. We're going to be having a show about Cuban food. And I tell you, Marta and Sonia are already promising me that they're going to have special recipes for a Cuban Christmas, Leslie. So that's going to be fascinating.
So that sounds wonderful. And I think you've got the show between those 2 days with Aaron and his book Worthless.
That's exactly right. We have a show on Wednesday night with Aaron, the book Worthless. This is a very interesting topic, of course, for college kids and high school kids going to college because, you know, going to college, as we've talked about before, has become so expensive that I think a lot of kids are maybe considering different alternatives. They can become tango teachers like our two beautiful friends down in Argentina. Let's bring back Oscar and Georgina. Welcome back.
Yes, hello.
Yes, we are here.
Yes, you are here all the way down in Argentina, and we appreciate so much your joining us tonight. We were talking just before we took the break, we were talking about high heels, but I do want to ask you one question. On that particular video that where you and Georgina dance La Comparsita and she's wearing that beautiful red dress, there's a lot of style from you, Oscar, as the man. I mean, you have a lot of style, too. And I was very impressed with that. Tell me about the role of the man when you're dancing tango.
Yeah, I think in tango, the role of the man in tango, you know, in the history in tango, is really very, very stronger. You know, the man, the first time, you know, to dance, the character, the traditional, you know, sentimental, the macho argentino in dance tango. This is the history, you know. And, of course, the tango, the evolution in tango, the orchestra, the music evolution, and everything changed from good, you know, like everything changed. And I think now the men before dance, you know, more the women don't dance a lot, you know, not too many stuff, you know, not too many movements first, and also the men. But now I think it's everything changed. So the men give more opportunity to the woman to talk, like Georgina said before, the dialogue together. Yeah, and then it's becoming more interesting, this dance, because it's like you have a time to you listen to your partner in one moment, and then she making something like you say, wow. That is amazing. That is nice. He's what you tell me, like you talk to me right now. And then he provides another ideas, you know, because that's the moment beautiful in tango. Like you really improvise everything. So many tango we have in our website and YouTube, we have many inspiration in the moment, you know, and the choreography also. So the choreography, when we create the choreography, it's almost we create in the moment to our idea, and then after it's in choreography, you know. So we provide this movement. It's how you feel, it's coming from you, for your something in your arm, you know, in your heart, and then after you put in your body to move in this space that you dance, you know.
Yes,
and then especially La Comparsita. When I dance La Comparsita, it's one of the tangos I feel my tango sometimes between my eyes, in my fourth eyes, you know, in the middle. So it's something like you close your two eyes and you open your three eyes, and number three is your feel. It's the moment you come in something, the very strong light between between your body and your heart's body, and everything is light, everything is beautiful, everything is energy, everything is power. And then in some time, when we finish one tango, it's like you listen like, you know, everyone say, Oh, you know, that's just amazing. This is one of the beautiful moments we frequent the people watch our dance.
Yes, yeah. I was going to say it's a very romantic dance, no question about it. Leslie?
Well, I think I have a very general question because as a history person, I'm interested in the history of things. What could both of them tell us a little bit about the history of tango, how it first got started and, you know, and spread?
Did you understand, Georgina, the history of tango?
No entendí. ¿Cuál fue la pregunta?
La historia del tango. ¿Cuál es la historia del tango?
Wow, it's very long, that answer. From where I start? From the end of last century?
Wherever you like.
It's very long.
Yeah, start wherever you like.
Because tango is... there still there are people debating from where it's coming, from which dance is coming, but they start to dance tango. But sometimes there's something that people think that the men start to dance tango together and the tango start with where the men's dancing together. But that was part of the confusion of the history, because the men start to dance, practice tango together because they want to impress the woman and they want to conquer
the woman, not literally, of course, Leslie,
exactly.
But you know.
So they want to be perfect, and they were practicing together,
right,
and
right.
So after they can go to the woman and be perfect by the dance.
Of course, in that practice, they have many, many questions anytime. And also the woman, you know, because remember, the men first, when they want to go to dance tango, and the place like people dance tango here in Argentina in the history, it's a place of prohibitivity. It's like a lupanar, like a, something like a prohibitivity, the tango, you know, just tango dance before in the lupanars here in Buenos Aires. So all the social people, the local people here, not everyone dance tango. So they go to that play because in only some place in Buenos Aires, like a cabaret, dance tango, you know. And then after, you know, the history, the tango go to Europe and then return. I try to go faster because I need to talk more about that. But when they return, this tango return to Argentina again, everyone wants to dance tango, you know. So, but in that moment, that place, like people dance tango, the woman have a longer dress, so the men don't see the feet, so it's a little complicated for teachers, you know, the feet. So then he need to practice first, so don't kick the woman, because, you know, it's embarrassing, you know, to kick some lady in that place. So anyway, so this is one of the reasons that men practice before to go to the dance in that place.
Right. So it started many, many years ago? Is that what you're saying, about 100 years
yes,
ago?
Yes, exactly. In 1800, and the end of 1800, that period.
So about 100 years ago, Leslie, that they were dancing tango. What you say, from what country it came from what dance it came from? I've heard that it came from France, de Francia?
No. The tango... You know, during the end of the, how do you say in English, 1800?
1800,
there was a big immigration coming from Europe to Argentina. So, especially from Italy, from France, from Spain. During that time, there was also El Gaucho from the cities out of Buenos Aires, coming to work to Buenos Aires.
Yeah, let
so
me just
was
explain
a mix
to the audience.
Cultural things
well, one second, Georgina. El Gaucho was like the cowboy in Argentina. That's what it was.
Exactly. There was a mix of cultural and people coming to Buenos Aires from different parts of the world that brings each of them a little bit of what they have. So, for example, from Europe, you have a part of the language that the tango speaks, the lunfardo, coming from the different dialects of the countries. And from the gaucho, you have also, for example, the dance. Malambo dance from the south has many steps that we do, many movements that we do in tango. And then the musicians that make tango, they all will were like a sons and daughters of immigrants. They studied music maybe in the Italy, and they were little, then coming here, and they already play, and they start to mix what they know, and they become slowly by slowly tango, okay? So it's not easy, because there are many people still debating from exactly from where is coming tango. People suppose that it's coming from the milonga, from Uruguay, that is coming from the candombe, that is coming from Africa. So there are a lot of thinking still, and they put all together and become tango.
Right. Well, Leslie, let me give you a chance.
Well, I just want to mention that, you know, looking over your website, and because I am the goddess of capitalism and love profit, I noticed you actually sell DVDs with dance instruction. And I wanted you guys to be able to tell a little bit about those DVDs and direct everybody to your website in case they would like to purchase one for Christmas.
Yes, that's a good idea. Did you understand the question, Dorino?
Tell us about your
DVDs.
Yes, we have 14 DVDs, 14 different DVDs. In each DVD, we give 1 hour and 14 minutes instruction, and each DVD is different. We have DVDs for completely beginner, like Tango Fundamentals and Tango Valse Milonga, where the people can start immediately to dance Milonga and Valse as well. We have technique DVDs, where we working about really the technique aspect for do the movement, and we explain all the secrets about this dance and the technique. And then we have a romantic style DVD, a rhythm style DVD that are focused more about the interpretation of the music. You know, in tango you have romantic orchestras and you have more rhythmic orchestras. And then we have one collection of tango, romantic tango, and milonga and valse from Buenos Aires, where we more focus about the style that people dance in Buenos Aires. We have one DVD about giros, that is the most complex step that people love in tango. We have a challenge step, one DVD. We do a lot of steps and moves that people love, more for show on performance. And also we have one DVD of how folkloric dances, because also people that dance tango, they when they come to Buenos Aires and they go to Milonga, that Milonga is the place where we dance tango, they see that people here also dance folkloric dances, like chacarera and samba Argentina. So they start to become interested to learn these dances and to enjoy as well these dances.
And all of this information, as Leslie was indicating, is in your website, which is called tangosdebuenosaires.com, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, the website. I think Leslie wants to write a letter to Santa Claus and get one of those tango DVDs, don't you?
Well, I was going to say, I would not be bold enough to ask, but I don't think I'd be talented enough to carry it off. They are beautiful.
Well.
But let me ask, I believe Horina is singing. She's got a CD of songs coming out, tango songs?
Yes, Horina, you're singing now, right?
Yes.
Yes, that's wonderful. Tell us about that.
Guys, she can sing something very little bit for you guys. So if you just listen, the voice is beautiful. She listen for you a little bit now. Look, listen.
Soy la bebeta más registrada que en el suburbio pase mi vida. Soy la percanta que fue querida de aquel malevo que me amuró.
Oh, wow.
So
wow.
And without accompaniment, it's
right.
That
we're going to give you. We're going to stand up and applaud. I mean, that was very nice, Herina. That was absolutely wonderful. Now, do you write those songs?
No, this actually is a very old tango from the 1927. The lyrics are from Eduardo Calvo, and the music is from Osvaldo Fresedo, and the name is Arrabalero. And it's one of the songs that I love that I recorded in my CD in 2006. Right now, I am preparing a new CD where all the lyrics and the music are mine. And you in the future, I hope to send you one for you. You will like.
Oh, that would be absolutely wonderful. Can you give us, Leslie, I'm going to ask Kirhina to do one more singing interpretation. Can you do one more song for us?
Yes, of course.
Please do. Sing one for us.
Let me think about... Porque se baila el tango en todo el mundo. La gente me pregunta todo el tiempo, ¿por qué es que todos sienten este baile? No importa de qué parte ellos provengan, da igual que sea joven o canoso, da igual que viva en rancho o si es rico, ya todos al bailar somos iguales, nos une el sentimiento del gotar.
All right, that's beautiful, and I'm going to ask you to translate. I want you to translate.
This is one of the tango that I wrote for the new CD.
But I want you to translate that for Leslie, because I understood it, but I want Leslie to understand it. That was beautiful lyrics. Translate that for Leslie.
The tango says, why the people ask me from all over the world why people dance tango, and why is that everybody feels this dance. Doesn't matter from where they come from. Doesn't matter if they are young or canoso, you know.
Gray hair.
Old.
Yeah, gray hair, right.
I don't want to say old.
Okay, right.
Doesn't matter if they are rich or they are poor. Everybody, the moment that they dance, everybody is joined, is together by the feeling of the tango.
Wow.
Because, and then there was the end, the continuation of the tango, because everybody wants just love. That's why everybody loves tango.
Leslie, that was quite an interpretation. Let me
talk
to you.
Yes, you can tell, it's just so, awesome to have artists like you come on and just improvise and sing off, without accompaniment. And it's just a real blessing to be able to share that with our audience today. It's kind of an early Christmas present.
Yes, yes. I think this is Santa Claus coming a little bit early for our listeners. I have one question. You travel around the world, and are you planning a trip to the United States anytime soon?
Yes, next year I will be there in July, August, September, October.
And where? Where are you going to be?
Now we are deciding exactly the program, but we will be for sure in Miami, in Portland, San Francisco, San Diego, Los Angeles, Sacramento, New York, Chicago, Detroit, maybe Dallas.
Well,
I
tell you
San
what.
San Diego there.
Yes, I was just going to say that Leslie's in San Diego, so when you go to San Diego, I want to make sure that you invite Leslie to go to the show.
I'm
yes,
definitely there. I am definitely there. And,
idea.
And a lot of my friends, too. It's going to be a real treat to see this dance performed, by two new friends. And, thank you for sharing all this wonderful information and your experiences. It's just a real pleasure.
Absolutely. Now, you're both on Facebook, but you're also on Facebook. Have you met a lot of people through Facebook?
Yes.
Yes, exactly. We have a lot of contact, any kind from all over the world, for many, many places. Because, we almost working in more than 23 different countries, so... Also, the last travel is in Bali. I never go to Bali first time, and Indonesia and Bali. This is really one of the last one amazing experience to teaching tango from the Balinese people. This is really one of the last our experience we had. But first time we teach an example. One of my experience personally is we performed for the first time for Korean people from Seoul, Korea. So never in 2000. This is 1999. So we go to the first time. trying to dance tango in Korea. So nobody never go to Korea. No orchestra, no. It's the first time we dance there for the people, you know. But this is amazing because we are almost a 4 weeks, and in each show we had 1,500 people in each show. There's a lot of people for each show, you know. That's amazing, you know. Something, many, many different aspects. 15 times to go to Japan. Also, for our tango, with the company, really, I appreciate it. Also, it changed my life, in, you know, because I'm working for many, many places over the world. Also, I'm working with the Boston Pop in Boston, so amazing. 260 station behind me, you know, play la comparsita, play la vocera, and then I dance amazing. And so you see something very strange, you know, in the on the stage, but it's amazing, beautiful experience. Also,
right.
The movies, I working in the movie, the Carlos Alvarez movie. Anyway, so there's many, many. The life is really beautiful. I always say, thank you, my life, thank you, God, thank you, Tango, thank you, everything. And of course, I'm so lucky because I have my wife, Georgina. She makes her dress. She's a good mother. She's a good dancer. She's a good singer. Oh, my God. I'm so lucky. Really, really, guys. I'm so lucky.
Right. Well, he was saying that you're very lucky. But you said Korea. You said Japan. You said Bali. I mean, you don't usually think of those countries, Leslie, as places where they dance tango, but I guess the dance has become so universal, Leslie, that everybody just loves it. I mean, there's a real charm to tango, and there's something about it that just, I think it's very romantic, very appealing, and couples come together very nicely because of tango. One more question, Leslie, and then we'll have to wrap it up.
Well, I think just to kind of conclude, I would like them maybe to discuss their most memorable or their most favorite performance, what that
oh,
might
right.
be.
Oh, right. Did you understand that, your most?
No.
Your,
no.
Okay. To la favorita, de todos los lugares que fueron, ¿cuál fue la favorita?
¿El lugar favorito donde hicimos exhibición,
yes,
show,
yes,
o
sí,
un
exacto.
show memorable?
Bueno, mm-hmm. cualquiera de las dos.
This is one of the questions that complicate because every city, any place that we are, have beautiful energy, beautiful moments. So really, it's one of the question very complicated. Also, when the people say which time we like, so we like tango, you know, we like every music, you know. I think it's any place has different beautiful moment. If I say one city, sometimes I say, no, that city, yeah. But after that, I need to say, no, but another city also. Or, yes, another city. So any place, really. Any place we dance and we receive the people, the club, the people, we receive this beautiful feedback, you know. Like we dance in that moment, and then they give a lot for us, you know. That's the beautiful. Sometimes it's not only clubs, you know, because you are artists, but if you receive clubs, but you receive this love, it's almost it's the best, you know. I think this is one of the best moments that we receive.
Right.
Also, I tell you guys because we are so happy. Also, because one of them, the moment like we are the last year we had because we also we had a show, our show, Tango de Buenos Aires show. So when we go to one festival here in Argentina, very famous festival, the name is a festival, the Litoral de Misiones, Argentina. It's in the north, it's in Argentina. So we received the golden, you know, like the best. Yeah, ¿cómo se dice una medalla de oro por
what he's saying, what Oscar is saying, Leslie, is that they won the gold medal in a national contest
yes.
For tango in Argentina. So they're very proud of that.
Yeah, that would be quite.
So exactly. So this is one of the moments like really we are so happy because we just love dance, we love teach, we love to people really, and we have our studio here in our house. So every day, many people from all over the world come here to learn with us, to dance with us. When we are in the Milongas, people know us also, people recognize us for the video. We are so thank you for everything, you know. We always say thank you, guys, because this is really wonderful, wonderful for us, wonderful moment for the life.
Yes, well, we want to encourage all the listeners to check out their website. And yes, I think it'd be a good idea, Leslie, if maybe people gave each other some Christmas presents this year, some of their DVDs, because they're absolutely wonderful. And this is a beautiful couple. And when you see their videos, I mean, they are about as, I mean, it is just absolutely beautiful to watch them dance. I'm telling you, you know, I watch their videos and I have to watch them over and over again because they're so special and so wonderful. But I do want to thank you very much for joining us tonight, Herhina and Oscar. And I want to tell you that it's a real pleasure for me, and I'm sure for Leslie as well, that you joined us tonight. We've never done a show like this, Leslie, but this is great. I thought it was fabulous.
Well, I want to say their videos are riveting. That's the word I would use for it, because the emotion and the interplay between them is magical, and it just comes right through the screen. And definitely, if anybody is into dance, getting one of the videos would be awesome. And after the holidays, when you want to work off the pounds, that's an even better excuse to go buy one of their DVDs.
Did you understand that one, Herhina? Did you understand what Leslie said?
No, last part, no.
Okay, let me translate. That was pretty good, Leslie. Leslie said that after the holidays, that you can get your videos to lose some of the weight from all the food you ate.
That's right. Good. good idea, Jocelyn.
Well, I do have one last question, if I may, I didn't have a chance to ask before. Very quick answer, please. How did you learn to use your feet, both of you? I watch both of you dance, and you do magical things with your feet. How long did it take you to learn that?
Thousands of hours of dancing with love.
Okay, well, that's what I
thought. It's a lot of practice, really, guys. So a lot of practice. We always, every day we practice. We stretching. Not just dance. You need to know your body, you know. Our body is magnificent, you know. So we need to know a little bit more about our body. And it's coming magical, everything. Everything is possible, guys. Everyone dance, and everybody have this opportunity for dance beautiful. So we say, please, come on, dance this Argentine tango, because it's wonderful.
Yes, well, I want to thank you, Leslie. This has been absolutely wonderful tonight, and I want to thank you, Herhina and Oscar. And we should tell the audience that it's actually, you're actually 3 hours ahead of us. So I appreciate the fact that you stayed up all night to talk to us. And I mean, it's very nice of you to stay up real late. So thank you very much for talking with us tonight. It's just absolutely beautiful, and I hope someday to go to Buenos Aires and go to your studio. And if you come to Dallas, well, please, we would love to meet you. And if you go to San Diego, you know, Leslie would love to see your show. So we would be very happy to meet you someday.
We too. And thank you so much for this talk. It was very nice to meet you by the radio. And you will be welcome to our house and to our studio in Buenos Aires. And, of course, as soon we'll be in the United States, we'll be contacted because we were very happy to meet you in person.
That would be absolutely great. That'd be
wonderful.
Absolutely great.
Maybe you can hear them on again when they're actually in the States, telling us a bit about what their performances have been like and promoting
we'll do that.
That.
When you come to the United States, we will do another show. That's a great idea. Okay, Herhina, sing something good night for us. Say something one last time. Sing something, so good night and goodbye for us.
Let me think what.
Malena canta el tango como ninguna, y en cada verso pone su corazón. Ayuyo del suburbio su voz, perfuma, Malena tiene pena, de bandoneón.
All right, well, translate that one for Leslie, because I got to understand it, but translate it for Leslie.
You will be best to me, for me to translate. It's very hard.
Okay, all right. Well, actually, basically, it was a song about love and tango and beautiful verses. It was really some beautiful lyrics. Well, good night to both of you. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. I had a great time. Leslie, you did too.
Yes, it was wonderful. And I'm looking forward to seeing you in person, but also speaking to you again when you're here.
Yes, that would be great. That would be absolutely
great. Thank you, Leslie. Thank you, Sunil. Thank you, Leslie, for this beautiful moment. Thank you. Really very good. We are so happy. We are really very, very good. Very, very happy for this night.
Yes, the same for us. And thank you so much. And good night to both of you.
Thank you. Good night, everyone. Good night.
All right, good night. We're going to take a little break, and then Leslie and I will be back right after this.
Sending the right message in multiple languages is easy with Avalon Professional Translation Services. Avalon provides document and web translation in 62 languages. In addition, access to 140 languages is just a phone call away any day of the year. Events, even court depositions, no problem for Avalon. Call 972-404-1213 or go to avalontranslation.com. Avalon Professional Translation Services, global communications made easy.
That's exactly right, and everybody call my friend Leonard at Avalon Professional Translation and tell him that you heard about it on the radio. We got to get Leslie, we got to get Leonard dancing tango. We got to get him into the tango. But I thought this was a great program tonight, Leslie. I had a great time, and I thank you so much for being a part of it. I thought you had some great questions. And you can just hear the passion. I mean, if people have not seen these videos, they need to check out these videos. This is such an amazing couple when they dance, Leslie.
Yeah, they really are. They are artists, true in the truest sense of the word. And what's nice is they're so accessible between the internet and their CDs and DVDs. You know, you can have them right in the home, and I think that's just great.
Yeah, absolutely great. And they are so talented. And, of course, they are married and they have a little baby. And they have a great video with their baby, which is just an absolutely wonderful, wonderful video to watch. Well, let's do a little heads up for next week. Leslie, we're going to have Barry next week, right?
Yes, discussing the history of early Great Britain, especially in comparing the Legends of Camelot to the reality. And it turns out there was a real transitional period between Roman Britain and the medieval one with knights and fair maids. And Barry will discuss the realities based on the archaeology and evidence versus the legends. And I think it's going to get us in the mood for Old English and the Christmas holidays and kick off our December in a really great way.
That's exactly right. And as I mentioned at the top of the show, my thanks to Blog Talk Radio for featuring us. The program will be available all Friday, so the entire day will be available on the front page of Blog Talk Radio. So we thank them very much for doing that. We thank the Good Luck Charm for keeping it going, and we thank Leslie for joining us. And, you know, Leslie, did you ever watch a movie called The Scent of a Woman with Al Pacino?
You know, I haven't. I've heard about it, and this would be a good time for me to maybe check it out.
Well, the reason I brought that up, Leslie, is because there's a great scene in that movie where they do a tango, where they dance a tango. And it's one of the best scenes of the movie. It's a pretty good movie, actually, but this is one of the best ones. And I'm going to close it tonight with the tango that became famous. Well, it's famous before, but it became famous because of that movie as well. And this is one of the classics, tangos from Argentina. And we're going to close the show with that, Leslie. And thank you so much, as always, for joining us and for everything that you do. Have a great weekend, Leslie, and we'll talk to you later.
Oh, thank you so much, Sylvia. Good night.
All right. We're going to leave you with a little tango. Good night, everybody. Thank you.
Thank you.